Now, this week, Northern Ireland has been once again confronted by a sight that most people hoped was a thing of the past. Protesters on the streets of Belfast clashing with police for several days. In this case, the demonstrators were loyalists who want Northern Ireland to remain part of the UK, and they were protesting against a decision to restrict the number of days the Union flag is flown at Belfast City Hall. David McKittrick is a veteran journalist in Northern Ireland. Dan Damon asked him what he thinks are the underlying reasons for these violent protests. Is it about flags and the national identity they represent?
Partly, but it's also a disconnect between the loyalist and Protestant underclass, as people are calling it, the people who live in enclaves, who don't have jobs, who don't have many prospects, who don't really like the way the world is going. So while you have most of Northern Ireland supporting the peace process, which has brought us virtual peace here, you do have a rump, certainly, especially on the loyalist and Protestant side, who just don't like the way the world is moving.
Who's organising these protests?
That's a good question. The answer is really nobody is. These are almost spontaneous things which are the flash word gets around on the internet saying we're having protests in various locations in Belfast. And the organisation of them is an absolute shambles. There's nobody in charge. The trouble is, though, that almost because it's such a shambles that brings so much uncertainty, because the police don't feel able to move in, Dan, in the sense that you'll have a couple of dozen protests, including women and children, blocking roads, but they don't feel able to push those to the side because they fear that more violence would break out because of this. So the disruption has been really extensive.
Indeed, there have been a lot of criticisms of the police for more or less closing down some of the commercial districts in Belfast, costing businesses a lot of money. Why was the decision taken not to fly the flag all the time?
Really, the demographics, the population balance in Belfast has shifted, and it's now got a Catholic majority rather than the Protestant majority, which it's had for a couple of centuries. One of the signs of this was that the majority of Catholic and Nationalist councillors decided that they wanted to change the policy of keeping the Union Jack on permanent display all the time. And whenever they've decided to fly it 17 days a year rather than every day of the year, there was a fairly spontaneous eruption, and it did land us into this serious trouble.
Segment 1. Now, this week, Northern Ireland has been once again confronted by a sight that most people hoped was a thing of the past. Protesters on the streets of Belfast clashing with police for several days. In this case, the demonstrators were loyalists who want Northern Ireland to remain part of the UK, and they were protesting against a decision to restrict the number of days the Union flag is flown at Belfast City Hall. David McKittrick is a veteran journalist in Northern Ireland. Dan Damon asked him what he thinks are the underlying reasons for these violent protests. Is it about flags and the national identity they represent?
Segment 2.
Partly, but it's also a disconnect between the loyalist and Protestant underclass, as people are calling it, the people who live in enclaves, who don't have jobs, who don't have many prospects, who don't really like the way the world is going. So while you have most of Northern Ireland supporting the peace process, which has brought us virtual peace here, you do have a rump, certainly, especially on the loyalist and Protestant side, who just don't like the way the world is moving.
Who's organising these protests?
That's a good question. The answer is really nobody is. These are almost spontaneous things which the flash word gets around on the internet saying we're having protests in various locations in Belfast. And the organisation of them is an absolute shambles. There's nobody in charge.
Segment 3.
The trouble is, though, that almost because it's such a shambles that brings so much uncertainty, because the police don't feel able to move in, Dan, in the sense that you'll have a couple of dozen protesters, including women and children, blocking roads, but they don't feel able to push those to the side because they fear that more violence would break out because of this. So the disruption has been really extensive.
Indeed, there have been a lot of criticisms of the police for more or less closing down some of the commercial districts in Belfast, costing businesses a lot of money.
Segment 4.
Why was the decision taken not to fly the flag all the time?
Really, the demographics, the population balance in Belfast has shifted, and it's now got a Catholic majority rather than the Protestant majority, which it's had for a couple of centuries. One of the signs of this was that the majority of Catholic and Nationalist councillors decided that they wanted to change the policy of keeping the Union Jack on permanent display all the time. And whenever they've decided to fly it 17 days a year rather than every day of the year, there was a fairly spontaneous eruption, and it did land us into this serious trouble.